Well, at some point, your child is going to face some challenges in life. And one of the most assuring things for your child to know is, no matter what, mom, dad, they're safe. I can turn to them. But how can you foster that sense of being an encouraging, safe place? I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting team. And we're going to hear now from Dr. Randy Schrader. He's a counselor and author and speaker, and he talked to Focus President Jim Daly about what it looks like to be a source of inspiration and encouragement to your child. You know, Randy, along those lines, the whole culture is fear-based about what could happen. So how do we fight that? How do we assume that our kids actually can get bumps and scrapes and difficulties can happen to them and they'll be okay?
I think just recognizing that that's a normal part of life. You know, when the three of us grew up, kids may have picked on us at recess.
Should we say it? And we didn't have seatbelts when we were kids.
Yeah. Or bike helmets.
That's how old we are.
Yeah, and so those bumps and bruises happen. Yeah. But a lot of times, parents, it's because they're so loving. Christian parents are loving, and they want the best for their kids. And yet that is not, going back to what we said earlier, building a strong internal character. It's not helping a child stay determined. And you think about a baby. A baby falls or stumbles, falls, and rises back up. A baby stumbles, falls, rises back up. And eventually that baby learns to walk. Likewise, even in preschool, elementary, high school, kids need to learn to rise back up and be individuals of balance. And with God's help, they can do that.
Yeah, it's so, so good. You also have the amazing A's. I want to cover this basic stuff, then the rest of today and next time, we're going to get into more depth here.
Okay.
What are the amazing A's?
Well, the first one is acceptance. Kids need unconditional love. And that's what acceptance is. God says to every Christian person, I love you and I will always love you. And sometimes I don't approve of your sinful thoughts, words, and actions. And likewise, a parent needs to use, I say, run on sentences and use that word and say, I love you and I'll always love you. And I don't approve of your missteps or your mistakes, so that a youngster knows that mom and dad love me. They want have my best interest at heart. They want me to become confident, a good decision maker. And then another A is attention. Kids need attention from mom and dad, and that's just not being in the home. So many dads especially, but could be moms, think if I'm in physical proximity with my child, I'm giving them attention.
Check that box.
Check that box. Yeah. No, it has to be, the eyes are windows to the heart. It needs to be looking into a child's eyes, having dialogue, encouraging a child. Another A that's so very important is appreciation. And telling a child, we may talk a little more about that later, but what they appreciate about the child. Thank you, I define as gratitude. Good to tell a child, thank you for doing this, thank you for saying that. It's even more important to say, I appreciate. Mm-hmm. And then affection. Affection is absolutely huge. And parents need to think of affection as verbal and physical affection. Mm. That is what makes a huge difference. It's not 70% of adults I've counseled have told me that they did not receive both verbal and physical love from their parents growing up.
Well, Danny, such practical ideas from Randy Schrader, and of those four A's that he mentioned, I wonder what you found to be the easiest or the best to practice or maybe a challenging one.
Yeah, Randy's provided us some great A's, great content for us to be considering as parents. And I would say the toughest one for me is attention, just that undivided, attentive attention. I can sometimes pretend I'm paying attention, right?
Well, you're a man of many ideas. You're always thinking and doing stuff.
Well, and sometimes they're just things that are lingering in the mind. And each of my children have their own things and that they want to share, and they'd come up and start talking, and I even just flex my entire muscle system of my body or my fist to just try to shift my brain. I'm going, I can't even shift my brain to pay full attention where I'm distracted on the next thing, and it's been quite an exercise for me to learn how to just calm down, be attentive, let things go, and just breathe and be present. not perfect at that. That's a habit. That's what Randy's talking about, these habits we can work on. Now, the one thing I feel I'm good at is affection. I love words that are affectionate for my children, and also the physical touch. Being a Latino, John, all about hugs. And
you are a physical
guy. Yeah. Yeah, I love to go up to my son and daughter and just give them a huge hug, and my wife as well. Just I love being huggy. And I've trained my in-laws to be a little bit more on the huggy side. I remember first meeting them, and I tried to hug them. They stiffened up. They're like, what is this? They were handshakers. And now we show that affection, and I want that to be a part of the culture of our home. Affection is not always natural for parents, and that's where they get to work on those habits of bringing that to the table. So this is not a shame thing for parents. This is, hey, let's pay attention to these four A's that could be wonderful for our relationship, and let's get some good habits going.
Yeah, we'll follow up by getting a copy of the full book that Dr. Randy Schrader has written called Simple Habits for Effective Parenting, which covers those four A's that he's mentioned. We're making that available for a one-time gift or a monthly pledge of any amount to the Ministry of Focus on the Family. We want you to have this resource so you can fine-tune and improve your parenting and make a difference generationally in your children. And so get that book from us and make a one-time donation or a monthly pledge of any amount. We'll send the book to you as our way of saying thanks for being a part of the Ministry of Focus on the Family. And we've recently launched a new free e-newsletter that walks you through the different ages and stages of parenting. Whether you've got a toddler, a child in preschool, a teen, or maybe a young adult, you're going to find this content helpful. And the link for that newsletter is in the show notes. Next time, more from Dr. Randy about the differences that physical touch can make in your child's maturation. For now, on behalf of Danny Huerta and the entire team, I'm John Fuller, and thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.